Perhaps the most important thing to remember about audiences is that most people who listen to your speeches want you to succeed. This is true for two reasons. First, with a successful speech, the audience goes home having learned something of value. Second, in most cases, most people find it embarrassing to sit through a speech that's falling. The audience's reasons for wanting you to succeed are largely selfish. They want something from you. Remember, even though the audience may want you to succeed, the responsibility for success is overwhelmingly yours. No matter how good your material or how many times you've practiced, you won't succeed if you don't connect with your audience. Fortunately, connecting isn't all that hard, once you understand what listeners are like. The groups of people who make up speech audiences tend to follow several unwritten rules of conduct. Audiences start out cool and neutral, not warm and comforting. Unless you're a celebrity your audience already loves, you'll face people who are willing to give you a chance to win their hearts, but who won't give that affection automatically. Audiences expect you to be the initiator. It's your show when you step up on the stage, and people in your audience will sit back and wait for you to take charge. They'll settle into the tone you set, whether it's relaxed and friendly or serious and businesslike. People in the audience don't usually want to be part of the show. How many times have you seen a speaker ask for volunteers and have dozens of people rush to the stage? Probably never. The audience doesn't come to participate, and asking them to help or singling them out with questions can generate some unpleasant responses. Anything from avoiding your gaze to becoming downright hostile. In addition, audiences will react to your attitude and behavior during your speech. Things you may not even think about can increase or decrease your effectiveness as a speaker. Noted speech trainer Ron Hoff cautions speakers not to underestimate an audience's sensitivity. They'll pick up on your emotional signals and respond in kind. If you start out on a slow, negative note, you'll set the tone for your entire speech. Audiences can sense how you feel about yourself and your material. If you come across with confidence, they'll have more confidence in you.